Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
But this Friday, personal services, hairdressers, the barbers, the beauty salons, they're all reopening in Northern Ireland. And I cannot wait for the day that I get to say that here. But Daniel McCrossan is the owner of Daniel Anthony Hairdressers in Enniskillen in Fermanagh. He's with us here on News Talk this afternoon. Well, Daniel, are you all set for Friday?
Yeah, Andrew, we've been working those last 3 days, getting the appointments and the diary sorted and getting our stock replaced and whatever. So we're all set and excited for Friday.
What's demand like? I can only imagine people are banging the doors down.
Yeah, we're pretty much booked up to mid-May. Some of the stylists are booked on into June. So there's quite a waiting list that we have to get through. And so we're quite happy with that, you know. But obviously it's a bit of it's a bit frustrating for some clients, really. They have to wait for that 4 or 5 weeks extra to get them through the door.
So that's the demand. You're right up till appointments in May and June.
Absolutely, yeah. We have tried to accommodate most people, like, and we've run extra stylists among to accommodate the extra workload. But we've hopefully got through most of it at this stage, you know, and people are quite content to wait that extra few weeks.
You've a large catchment around you there, Daniel, in Enniskillen and bordering areas. But I mean, is that demand all coming from Enniskillen and Fermanagh?
Well, basically, we would have within a 20-mile radius, so you have clients from within that 20-mile radius. We have quite a few clients from across the borders of Cavan, direction Donegal, and some from Sligo as well, who maybe have made the trip to off the shopping and one thing or the other to the local stores, one thing, and then they make it a day's out and do, and they would also book hair appointments.
And are they typically, Daniel, customers of yours, or is this just since the reopening was announced for Friday?
Previously, so we had had quite a percentage of Southern customers. In the last 3 to 4 weeks, we've had more of an influx. So people have got slightly confused with the opening in England and Wales, Scotland, to ourselves. So the phone has been ringing, say, from the 1st of April, really, with people from the South looking to get appointments.
Could you hazard a guess at all, Daniel, roughly? I mean, how many calls have you had, or how many customers or clients have you booked in for the next couple of weeks, people travelling from the South to the North to get their hair done?
I would say maybe the region, maybe 20% of our clientele would be from the South. I'm not too sure of numbers at this stage, Joe, but quite a few MOs existing clients, Joe, over a period of time. So there's been, I would say, maybe an extra 5% or so, maybe within the last couple of weeks, so what do you say, new clientele that's been looking to get in, and it's very hard to accommodate everybody as such. So you're looking after the waiting list, existing waiting lists we had, and knowing people have missed out on the appointments in the last lockdown. So we're trying to accommodate most of them people first, Joe, and they've been on that waiting list.
But you're getting calls from people in the South, in border areas.
Oh, yeah. As far as away, Sligo, which is basically maybe in the region of 40 miles from us, really.
I mean, what is the story there, Daniel? So, because, I mean, for instance, in the South, our public health guidelines at the moment are that, you know, we're allowed to travel within our existing county and then 20 kilometres beyond that. But, like, I'd know myself, I'm from Donegal, so Sligo definitely wouldn't be within the 20 kilometres of Enniskillen.
I suppose that's something we don't question. You know, we look at the booking. A lot of our bookings is online as well. Like, so we don't actually question where people are coming from or how they're going to get our length. But you'll be looking at the treatments and more so than the area they're from or how they're going to get to us, sort of thing. Like, we leave that up to the client.
Yeah, so you're saying it's not up to you to sort of do a kind of a questions and answer session with the customer when they ring.
No, not really. We would just basically ask the treatment they require and contact details and the likes, you know. That's basically what we'd be asking.
Okay.
If there any other treatments previous to this, you know, whether they're doing treatments at home and how we're going to have to counteract that treatment, and so more or less to give us a time scale of how long it's going to take their appointment to allow for it. But we wouldn't question the travel anything, really, you know.
And what are the guidelines in the North at the moment, Daniel? That's obviously something then you don't have to do. You don't have to ask people where they're coming from, or
not at the moment. No, we have no guidelines or nothing in that area at all. We would have just basically requested the our clients. We do a temperature check to an arrival, and we would request that they wear masks and all in the salon. and for protection of our staff as well, like, so our so many guidelines we'd be following, really.
Yeah.
And obviously sanitising after each use and sanitising the chairs and the like, so, which we had been doing up until the previous lockdown. And we were quite fortunate, we had no cases, we were never requested to lock down. There was no positive test of COVID from the salon, so we were never requested to lock down or do an extra big clean or whatever for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So it was all about board.
Okay. Stay with us, Daniel, if you don't mind. It's 1890-453-106 if you want to get in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. I just want to bring in Orla as well. Orla's from the Sogel Nails in Derry. Are you looking forward, Orla, I'm sure, to get back open on Friday?
Yeah, I'm looking really forward to it, but it is a bit overwhelming too, the demand and everything COVID going on. It's scary to make sure everyone's safe, as well as a huge demand that's looking in. We've been closed so long.
Can you give us an indication of the level of demand, Orla, that you're talking about? Like Daniel mentioned there, for instance, he's obviously in Enniskillen and in Fermanagh and borders many parts of the likes of Donegal, South Donegal and Cavan. But he talked there about nearly 20% of his customers in the next 5-6 weeks all coming from the south, from border areas. Is that something you've experienced in Derry?
Personally, I have only been able to manage my existing customers. So that would probably be about 10% of mine would be from the south, and they'd be cross-border workers, so they'd be working in the town, and that's probably the reason that they were coming to me.
So you have people travelling from the south to you in Derry, but they're actually working in Derry anyway?
Yeah, they would be cross-border workers, and we're so close to the south.
Yeah,
it would have even be 4 minutes from my salon until you're over the border.
So, but you mentioned that you've just booked in, I suppose, you're kind of your long-standing customers. But are you getting calls, Orla, though, from other people looking to get appointments?
I think the reason I'm not getting calls is because I have put up to say that I am concentrating on existing customers only. We wouldn't have the facility to cater to more people at the minute, just because we are being so careful and keeping time between customers. Our client list wouldn't be able to extend. But I haven't noticed anyone outside of that ringing from the south, definitely not.
Okay. Would you have any concerns, Orla, about, you know, if I rang up and said, you know, I'm in Donegal and I'm going to come up and want to get an appointment for acrylic nails or something, like, would you have concerns for you and your staff maybe about me coming, particularly if I was coming from the likes of Donegal, where I think they've nearly one of the third highest cases at the minute?
See, honestly, until you've had the conversation with the salon owner before me, I don't think it would have even entered my head, but it's definitely raised some questions. I'm on a page on Facebook that's Hair and Beauty Northern Ireland, and we bring up topics like this all the time. It's never been covered for anyone living on the borders about people coming from the south. So it's definitely something that I feel like after this I should raise and look into. Okay. But at the minute I'm not aware of anyone or any of the guidelines including anything about that for us to be careful with.
Yeah, it's 53106 at a cost of 30 cent if you want to join the conversation here on the News Talk text line this afternoon. Shirley is on the line as well from Temple Beauty in Beleek, also in Fermanagh as well. Shirley, have you noticed an influx of people inquiring about appointments from the south or border areas?
Well, Andrea, you know, like, I'm right on the border. I mean, it's a couple of minutes walk from the salon. I would have a good amount of people from Donegal and Leitrim anyway. I mean, there have been people making appointments. They're all clients, you know.
Yeah,
at the moment, I haven't found anyone who's not a client looking at an appointment. Now, back in October, when we had that one in October, where we closed for 2 weeks and then we opened a week, that week in between, I did find a few people, because I think you're closed in the south at that time too. So it's... At the moment, I can only accommodate my own clients anyway, like, and, you know, I suppose I've been telling people that, but definitely I would have a good few clients from cross-border anyway.
Okay, so, and like, I suppose for people listening to us here, you know, on the programme today, like, where you're situated in Beleek, Shirley, you're literally, what, 2 kilometres from Beleek to crossing the border, the entrance of Donegal. You're 7 kilometres to your closest town would be Ballyshannon, so you're...
Ballyshannon, yeah. I mean, like, as I say, you know, I have to cross the border twice to get to work, because if you, you know, County Donegal comes right out to the bridge in Beleek, so, you know, I have to cross that to get into to work, and we're very close, very, very close.
So, like, Do you have any concerns, Shirley, like if people do ring up and they're maybe travelling in? I know some of them might be existing customers you mentioned in Donegal and parts of Leitrim, but would you have any concerns about where people are travelling from when they come into you in the salon?
I suppose I would, especially if I didn't know the client. You know, you're really relying on people being sensible, and you know, you know, if they're very symptoms or anything, you're hoping that they're not being stupid and just wanting their appointment and coming in. But I wouldn't be, you know, you put your trust into people, and I suppose it really just depends, obviously, where they're coming from.
Daniel, you're still with us as well from Daniel Anthony's in Enniskillen, the hair salon there. Daniel, for you and your staff, I mean, is that a conversation that you've had, or that there's any concern about maybe, you know, people travelling from counties where there are higher numbers still of COVID cases coming into you guys in Enniskillen?
It's not a conversation we had, Joe. I think throughout the lockdown and even the travel restrictions, Joe, the Enniskillen would cater for a lot of southern trade anyway. And Joe, I was in one of the local supermarkets on Saturday evening, Joe, and the amount of southern vehicles in the car park was maybe, Joe, one in every three. So I don't feel it'd be fair for us to ask questions on where people's coming from. So we would like to treat everybody the same when they make their arrival at the salon. They'll be doing the temperature checks and do request to wear masks and sanitising the hands at the door. So from that reason, I would feel a bit unfair to question people if they're from Donegal, to single them out, for whatever case may be, do often ask the questions relating to COVID. I think it'd be very unfair.
Okay. I have a text in here from a listener, Daniel, who's wondering, you know, do you think, I suppose, the reason that you're able to open that little bit sooner is because you've had a faster rollout of the vaccine programme in the north?
Well, I think so, Joe. In Fermanagh district, I think especially cases are very scarce this last maybe 3 to 4 weeks, so the numbers are well down. And Joe, people have been very sticking to the rules and one thing or other, Joe. So I feel, and then the injections and one thing or other, personally, I've received the COVID injection, and Joe, with the rollout, there has been over 1 million doses being rolled out in the last few months. So that's probably given us more reason to move forward.
Okay.
And we're in a better place.
What's the most popular request or treatment, Orla, that you've had so far from clients?
Both nails and eyebrows together. People are asking for the full works.
I'd say, I can only imagine there's going to be a serious amount of grooming going on over the next couple of days. But listen, thanks for joining us here on the programme. Orla from So Nail Gels there in Derry. Shirley from Temple Beauty in Baleek in Fermanagh. And Daniel Crossan as well from Daniel Anthony Hairdressers in Enniskillen. Thanks for joining us on the programme. This listener says, give me a break. One lady turned up for work the other evening. She had a brand new hairdo, professionally done as well. It's an absolute joke. Marcella's got in touch with us here on Twitter at hashtag Lunchtime Live NT, and she says, I live in the border area. It wouldn't even enter my head to do this for the next couple of weeks. Another listener getting in touch to say, I cannot wait to travel to the north from the border counties to get my hair done this coming Friday. If you are somebody who is travelling to get your hair done from a border county in the north this coming weekend.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.